Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. I'm Shelley Delaney, and our next guests are here to talk about the Glory Hall. Welcome, Maria Levischuk, Executive Director for the Glory Hall. Hello, Maria.
Hi, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and Mary Ellefson, member of the board for the Glory Hall. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Shelley. Thank you.
Of course. Welcome, both of you, to the show. And I just wanted to start off by asking, how are things going at the Glory Hall right now? Maybe, Maria, we can start with you.
You know, things are pretty good. We're really looking forward to moving into our new building. We're still renting the Filipino Hall, so just a huge thank you to the Filipino community for letting us do that. Still operating our shelter at 3/4 capacity. It's nice when things are warmer out, and it's really nice when our volunteer groups are coming back to cook little by little. So that's really good.
That's great. And Mary, would you add anything to that?
Well, I would say that, you know, there's a lot always happening at the Glory Hall, and we're, as many people know, we're pretty excited to be moving and finishing a facility by July 1st, where we'll be moving to in the Valley to better serve the neighbors who need the services that we provide. And we also have our biggest community fundraiser coming up, Empty Bowls, which will be virtual this year. So we're pretty excited to share news about that.
Yeah, let's start there. Tell us what's happening with Empty Bowls 2021, the virtual version.
Well, of course, we couldn't do in-person Empty Bowls because of COVID. But our wonderful bowl makers approached us and said that they have bowls to offer. And so the board decided that we'll hold a virtual event. And it's going to go live on the 30th, which is Friday, Friday. And it's going to be on our website, www.feedjuno.org. And people will be able to bid on beautiful bowls. And actually, this year, we also have wooden trays and really big salad bowls. And then we also have Alaska Airlines tickets.
Yeah, we just are really grateful, Shelley, for the ongoing and just various support that this community gives. The Glory Hall has hosted Empty Bowls for how many years, Maria?
At least 12.
Yeah, and it's just it's kind of like a folk fest. It's always been a time to see your friends. So it's kind of a bummer that we're not, but we can also feel the pressure of COVID kind of coming off our shoulders now. So This is a great way to jump in and support the Glory Hall and know that there's a lot of your neighbors doing the same thing at the same time.
Okay. So bidding goes live and you just pop on and bid on the bowl you want. Is that how it works?
Yeah. And some bowl makers want you to just buy a bowl straight up and others want to be auctioned off. So you'll have you'll be able to do both the various bowls, and they're going to close on the 8th of May. So it'll be 30th through the 8th.
Yes, it's a 1-week event this year. So yeah, we encourage people to do that. We also, Shelley, just kind of circling back to this community this last weekend, there's an organization in town, 100 Women Who Care, but I guess in Juneau, it's 270 Women Who Care.
Yeah, that's more than 100.
Getting together quarterly. And there's so many amazing and just wonderful organizations in this town that do so many things. But the Glory Hall was one picked in the lottery. They select 4. And so we were just awarded a lovely donation from that group, which is excitingly paid for our beds
and mattresses
in our new facility
and mattress cover.
Oh, wow.
And trunks for people to be able to lock their important documents and medications in.
Yeah.
Well, that seems like it's pretty huge for you guys.
It's amazing. It's really remarkable.
Yeah.
We're so grateful and happy. And it really could not be better timing.
So,
like, we got the notice and we bought the beds and mattresses the next day.
Acting fast, that's what you got to do. So is the new Glory Hall building on schedule to be open in mid-July or July 1st?
Well, it has to be open on July 1 because we have to move in on July 1 or before. So, yeah.
The answer to your question is yes.
That's great.
We're pretty good about it. So
that's
the
great.
Board just had a tour of few weeks ago. It's really pretty special to see how that's come along and how just the just the tenor, how you feel when you're walking in and out of that building. It just feels a lot healthier. So.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. So I assume you guys have both been there and you've seen the site. You've been there many times and you're pleased with the progress.
It's wonderful, you know, and we also had a few folks who are going to be moving in there come by to check it out because people are interested. And it was really cool to walk through with a patron of the Glory Hole and kind of hear them be like excited and like talk about like features, you know, like the little rooms or little sleeping spaces where people are going to have, like, I'm really going to be able to close the door, you know, and like, oh, I'm going to be able to like come outside and have a little fresh air at night. Like, oh, wow. Like this dining room is so nice. Look, like it was really touching.
Oh, wow. Well, I look forward to seeing some images when it's complete, if that's a possibility.
Oh, for sure.
Mary, you wanted to add something?
No, I think I just feel pretty excited to, Shelley, you know, in 2013, I started work. I'm a playwright on two plays I ended up writing, which explored homelessness in Alaska and in Juneau specifically, the first one. And that's how I met Maria. And I intersected people who had experienced homelessness or whose lives, jobs, works, which I guess includes mostly all of us, intersect with the issues around those neighbors who don't have the stability. And that's how I met Maria. And I sort of feel like then I jumped on the board train a few years later, and boy, I've just been on that train. And it's been quite a ride. And it's just been really, I've learned so much about my community. And I'm just continually grateful for the struggles that we have and what we can provide here and what we can come together and do.
Well, speaking of providing at the new Glory Hall building, in addition to the financial support that allowed you to purchase those mattresses and the accessories, I understand you got another exciting donation of soap. Do you want to tell us about that?
Oh, my God. We got 2,000 bottles, which is 859 pounds of Dr. Bronner's soap. We called Dr. Bronner's, you know, because we've been doing a little bit of extra hand washing and encouraging people to do more of that. And it's been kind of hard, like, keeping the soap. So our wonderful deputy director, Chloe Papier, called Dr. Bronner's just to ask if they want to send us some soap. And they said, yes, how much do you need? And then they sent us 2,000 bottles of almond soap, and they paid for shipping.
That's incredible. Wow, what a generous offer. You know, they are a fairly humanitarian group, from what I understand. At least Dr. Bronner's had some interesting philosophies. You can read it right on the bottle.
Yeah, no, so now, and it's an individual little bottle, so, you know, we can give it to people who are camping, we can put it in all of our bathrooms. It's really, really great.
The almond is one of my favorite scents of theirs, so that's so exciting.
It's my favorite scent. I mean, it's definitely better than eucalyptus and mint, and, or, you know, probably all of them.
Some people might argue for peppermint. I like lavender quite a bit as well.
Yeah.
Well, back to the topic at hand, in addition to all the things coming together for the new Glory Hall building and Empty Bowls coming up, the bidding going live this Friday, you wanted to talk a little bit about Housing First. Do you have any updates there?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, the phase two of Housing First opened in October, and the units are now full with the exception of just four. And it's going remarkably well, I think. And we are about to start putting in a garden. We've been wanting to put in a garden for 3 years, but, you know, with construction of phase two, it wasn't possible ever. And so, yeah, now a garden is going to go in, and we're really excited to be working with Dave Lindrum from Landscape Alaska. He is donating a lot of time and his wonderful brain expertise. And so, you know, you might see some stuff on social media from us looking for dirt and random plants and things like that.
That's great. I'm so happy to hear that. What this Housing First and the garden and everything that goes with it and the Glory Hall building too, it's been years in the making. I know I've interviewed you about it several times over the last 3, 4, 5 years. It must be really rewarding to see some of these things coming together finally.
It is pretty cool. It is pretty cool to see so many people like in appropriate housing.
And do you feel that it's helping with the, that it's making an impact on the larger overall status of homelessness in Juneau?
You know, I do think that we definitely have a ways to go, but definitely knowing that we now have 64 people who would otherwise be in shelter or on the street, living in their apartments with dignity and in health, or as much health as they can have, it's really like pretty remarkable.
Yeah. I think the whole move towards like the permanent supportive housing for the most vulnerable of our people really speaks to our community, what we've prioritized. So grateful for that. Yeah.
Well, I'm grateful for both of you and all the work that you've done with the Glory Hall and Housing First and everything that goes along with it, especially through a pandemic, which I know has not been easy. Is there anything else that either of you want to share with our listeners before we say goodbye today?
I think there is. I think it's a great opportunity for us to say, you know, as COVID sort of kind of lifts again off our shoulders, we really are looking for more groups to come in and help make dinner again at the Glory Hall.
Oh, wow.
You can contact Maria, but it's just that time when, you know, we had to stop that. And now we're just saying, hey, we're getting back at her. So if you have a group or a family or a group of friends that's interested, get a hold of us and Maria will help make that happen.
It'll be huge help, and folks can either email info@fitjuno.org or call 586-4159. And yeah, we really would love to see people back. People are in the kitchen by themselves, you know, and a lot of the Glory Hall patrons are vaccinated, but also there's nobody in the 247 South Franklin Street building. So please come and cook again. It'd be really great. We miss you.
Yeah.
Oh, what a wonderful invitation to come and help. I hope our listeners will take advantage of that. Well, Mary Ellefson and Maria Lovischuk here from the Glory Hall, thank you so much for these updates today and all the good news to share.
Thank you, Shelley.
Take care. We'll talk to you again next time. And coming up ahead, giving winter the final boot out the door, cleaning up all that trash from Juno's wetlands and all around town.